Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Heather.
It's we're getting down to it. It's any day now is Christmas.
That is not exactly how Christmas works, but yes, any day we could just wake up and be like, holy crap, it's Christmas. I'll be completely honest, Heather. Have you been feeling that way for about 3 weeks now? Like, I swear, December 1st rolled around. And I'm like, 25 days until Christmas. We've still got plenty of time for shopping, plenty of time for movie watching, plenty of time for all those things. And then I swear I blinked and they're like, oh, man, if you didn't ship all of your presents by yesterday, they're probably not getting to anyone. And I'm like, it's the second. They're like, no, Cliff, it's the 15th. And I said, but that doesn't seem right. And then I blinked again and all of a sudden it was Christmas Eve. I mean, it's not yet, but you get the idea.
We've got a Christmas star coming in a couple of days. It's going to be crazy.
Christmas during the pandemic, time during the pandemic is a lie, Heather. That's what I'm saying.
Well, because we are getting down to the absolute wire, I want to give you a gift idea that is really considerate and focused on your local community.
Very nice.
Right now, there are tons of restaurants that could use your support. So go buy those local restaurant gift certificates.
Yes.
You might have already heard that as a really good option to help out your community. But I'm going to go a step further and talk about things like photographers, people that have put their livelihood on hold because people aren't getting family photos done. They're not, you know, sporting events aren't really happening the way they used to. Maybe you can go to a local photographer's page and buy a session for the future and gift that to someone because that'll put some money in the pocket of one of your neighbors who is in the creative industry who has been struggling because of #2020.
That's a great idea. The gift card thing was actually something I was thinking about like 3 hours ago before we were actually going to podcast when I was thinking about what we were going to talk about and I completely forgot to write it down. So I'm glad you read my mind and I talked about that. Yeah, there are a lot of restaurants really hurting right now. So a gift card is cool because it gives them money right now that they don't necessarily have to give you something for. Like it's a promise that they'll give you something in the future, but it's money right now. So I think photographers, all those kind of schedule-based people, like there's probably ones we're not thinking about too that could really use that. That right now. So
yeah, like they also have those little, you know, wine and painting places, and a lot of those are franchise owned.
Yep.
So even though the name sounds familiar to you, it's a local person that runs that little business.
Yep.
And you know, they're not running painting parties right now.
Yeah.
And people aren't flooding in. But maybe you can bank on your community's future, make an investment into your neighbor and purchase some of those for your friends and say, hey, friends, hey, July, when we all hopefully have the vaccine, let's all go do this painting party together.
Yeah, that's really smart. That's really smart. I like that idea. So thoughtful Christmas gifts. So we're not quite to Christmas Eve yet.
No.
We're getting there, though. We're getting real close. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you a Christmas Eve thing, but then I'm going to follow up with more of a Christmas philosophy that I have. Are you ready?
Oh. Yes.
I don't think she's ready, but we'll find out. So a couple days ago, President Trump did an executive order that turned Christmas Eve into a federal holiday this year. So this is, you know, I don't want to get political, but this is probably my favorite thing he's done in 4 years of 4 years in office. And what that means essentially is that all federal employees, so if you work for the government and your job is not like, I don't know, probably like watching a missile silo or something, you get Christmas Eve off, which I think is great. And it's a paid holiday. So you not only get Christmas Eve off, but you get paid for it. And this is something that I think more companies need to think about, right? So think about every job you've ever had, right? And radio is especially a really indicative of this. Like nothing happens between Christmas Eve and January 4th. Heather still has to go to work because she's important. She has to be on the radio, right? It's just, you know, it's the nature. She's an essential employee, at least when it comes to being on air. And you're too new to have greatest hit shows yet. So
it's true. Well, you know, people joke around, with, I work for a music station, and you know, there is the hilarity of the fact that I am technically an essential employee, yeah, even though I'm not reporting on the breaking news of the day like a lot of the media people are. But if there was an actual emergency, yeah, it is important that we are there. Absolutely. To cover it, especially being like in the Midwest, you know, when it's tornado season, like you need to be
big
there
winter storms.
To let people know.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we would break the music format for a real actual situation.
Behind the scenes at that radio station, it's going to be a ghost town, right? Because yes, anyone, yeah, who's worked there for more than a couple years has enough vacation that they're going to take, mm-hmm, the week between Christmas and New Year's. Like, their kids are out of school, and that's true for almost every business in the entire world that like isn't retail, right? If you work, yeah, at an office, is going to be a ghost town. The only people that are going to be there are the like new hires that only have a week of vacation. No work is going to get done during that week because there's no like, because the folks that have the vacation to do it are all management. So I know that the radio station Heather and I used to work for, like, there was no one there. Like, every manager, every high-level employee took that week off because, of course, you would. Nothing's getting done. All of your clients are out of town because, of course, they're taking those times off, too. So mm-hmm, what I'm saying here is giving everyone Christmas Eve off is cool. Like, that's great. Everyone should get Christmas Eve off because nobody is thinking about working on Christmas Eve. Like, literally nobody is thinking about working on Christmas Eve. But nobody's thinking about working the 26th through the 3rd or 4th either. Like, this year, no, it's the, I think, the 28th through the 3rd or whatever, right? No work's going to get done. Like, you're forcing your employees to come to work probably when the weather's crappy, when they could be spending that time with friends and family. And, like, sure, you have to pay them for it, but you're not losing productivity. Just shut down. Like, all of Europe does it. Like, be smart like Europe and close your stuff during the days after Thanksgiving between Christmas and New Year's. And then everyone's going to come back. They're going to love you because they got to spend time with their families. They got to experience the holidays, hanging out with their people. They get to just like not be at work. You're going to get so much more productivity out of people in the first couple months of 2021 if you give them the time off now.
Speaking of, I have a great idea, Cliff. This podcast just makes me want to be entrepreneurial and come up with all of these little products. We need bracelets, and instead of them saying WWJD, sure, what would Jesus do, they should say WWNZD, what would New Zealand do? Because right now New Zealand is the only country that is COVID free, and we can all agree that New Zealand is pretty awesome in every other sense too, so we should follow their lifestyle patterns.
If I could figure out a way to move to New Zealand, Heather, I would be in New Zealand already. So it's smart. It's absolutely smart. Anyway, give your employees the time off. They'll be so much happier. Mm-hmm. I fortunately work for a company that is actually giving me that time off, and I can't even tell you how forward I am looking to having 11 days off over the holidays. It's going to be great. What are we going to talk about tomorrow, Heather?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. I don't know if you've noticed I've been swaying back and forth on the microphone because I really have to pee.
I've been there. I don't know what it is about podcasting, but there's something about it that just...
It's a diuretic,
yeah,
apparently.
It's not good. I'm going to talk about a Christmas movie that George Wendt is in playing Santa Claus.